those live rounds? Seven, six, 2 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood and banged more quiff and busted more... All you numbnuts put together. Now Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
You couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. So to escape from reality. Yeah, I don't need this shit. I am reality.
Now I got no fight with any man that does what he's told. And when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.
Mr. Hallmark.
Yeah, so I went to Bible study yesterday or Friday night after work. It was a shit show.
Why?
Well, me and my wife got there, and then the lady that runs it was there, of course. And then the other couple, the dude that just got out of prison, his wife was already there because she's one of the drivers, but nobody could find her. And then finally she showed up. She was sitting out in the car, and she showed up like 10, 15 minutes later. And then she said her husband wasn't coming. And then he showed up with like three of their kids. They got like six. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. She wound up canceling. Like, all right, we're just going to come back next week. It was a shit show. Sometimes like this show is. It happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were supposed to finish the book of Matthew. And between me and the lady that ran it, my wife, I was the only one that finished it. Which... I mean, to me, the very end of Matthew is the most important part, the very last verse, right? Are you familiar with that?
No, go ahead for everybody.
All right, so this is after Jesus is resurrected, you know, after he dies on the cross and comes back, and then they find him and they meet him in Galilee, on the mountain, right? And then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." And he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." All right, So the part that I'm talking about is, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," right? So he just got killed by the Jews, and he's telling his disciples to go spread the word throughout all nations.
That the Jews killed him.
Oh, your mic. Yeah. No. He's not telling them to tell everyone that the Jews killed him, but he's saying go spread this word to all the nations of the world.
That the Jews killed him.
Your mic's fucked up.
That the Jews... Oh, yeah, it's because it's far off.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, be more specific.
But the Jews will tell you they're God's people, God's chosen ones. But that passage struck me, you know, because I've been hearing that my whole life. Everything's about Israel, and you know, it's everything revolves around this area. But I never really paid attention to that passage until just this past time I read it. Like every time you read the Bible, you grasp onto something new. You know what I mean? So it's like one of my old pastors said that it's like peeling away an onion, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That struck me when I read it. It's good to hear that.
Yeah, they're. I think after that, they all went on like missions. They all became missionaries.
Right.
You know, like some of them went to like Greece. I think Paul did, and that's where he wrote the book of Apocalypse,
yeah.
Or Revelations.
Well, he wasn't a disciple though, but he was. I think he came after. Did he even know Jesus? I don't think he might have been another generation after or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But apparently there's a cave in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called, but it's where he wrote the book of Revelations. And the only reason I know this is because there's a commercial.
Yeah.
About a trip to the Holy Land. Like, you know, it's like a cruise to Greece to see like all these ancient sites, including where they wrote the book of Revelations. And it stuck in my mind. I'm like, did this guy go on a mission and like enter a cave and then like God appeared or had all these visions, apocalyptic visions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I don't know, like what led to all of that? Was it God? Was it maybe something he ate accidentally? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Wait, who are you saying wrote the book of Revelations? I thought it was somebody named John.
It could have been.
I don't. There's so many Johns in the Bible. Well, you know, there was a passage in Matthew where Jesus was talking about. How he was the Messiah, and then the people were like, yeah, but Elijah hasn't come back yet. He has to come back before the Messiah. And then Jesus is like, he's literally talking about John the Baptist. And he's like, Elijah did come back, but you killed him. You know what I mean? So like, I mean, John the Baptist is such an important figure in the Bible. You know, like, he was like two or three different prophets rolled into one. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah, so you're right. It is John who wrote the book of Revelations, but that's John of Patmos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's so many of them.
Yeah. And then about John the Baptist.
Mm.
Did you know that his parents were like really old?
Yeah, they weren't. His mother wasn't able to bear children, and it was basically like the same deal as Jesus. Like, you know, it was like divine intervention, if you will. You know what I mean? Yeah,
so the archangel Michael showed up to Zacharias,
and wasn't his dad blind or something? I don't know. I can't remember. My bad. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, you do that a lot. in the Bible though, but you pointed it out very well that it's very similar to the whole Mary, you know, Mary and John, you know, Mary who had Jesus, but different situations because Zacharias was like the angel said, you're gonna bear a child who is gonna bless the Messiah or something along those lines, and he's like, you gotta be kidding me, like. Like, I'm old as hell, and my wife is of many years. No, she's more mature. We can't have a child. But this pastor was making a joke about it because he goes out of his way to call himself old but calls his wife mature.
Right.
So even in that story, there's kind of like a funny lesson.
Yep. It started a long time ago.
Yeah. And then so because he doubted, the angel took away his speech. So this guy was like a priest in the church, and he would do the incense thing, and then people would wait for him to come out. And he came out and was not able to speak. So can you imagine, like how do you tell people about what just happened?
Right.
And then he had to go home and tell his wife, hey, an angel showed up, told me we're gonna have a baby, and this baby's gonna have a deep meaning, you know, to the world. Like, how do you do that without being able to talk? You know, like, it's such a wild, crazy story. It's kind of beautiful. And then on the opposite end, you know, there's Mary, Jesus' mom, who didn't doubt. And that's why neither John, Jesus', you know, father, or Mary lost their speech and their talking abilities, I guess.
You mean Joseph.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry. What about the... are you familiar... I mean, one of the things that kind of bugs me about this Bible study is that she's all about, like, Jesus, but she feels like the Old Testament is not relevant. I'm like, what? Jesus talks about the Old Testament all the time. If you don't know, like, for instance, we were just talking about Elijah. If you only read, like, Matthew, Luke, John, you know, you're not going to hear about Elijah in the any of those people. So, I mean, it is important to read that stuff. Like, are you familiar with the brothers Jacob and Esau? So they were twin brothers. Isaac was the father. So went Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. But Esau was like a lot of conspiracy people like. Think he's like a Bigfoot or something because he's described as like super hairy, like a red. He had like red hair, you know, like a Bigfoot. But like what? So they were twin brothers, and supposedly in the womb they would fight in the womb, like, and then like at the when childbirth came. I forget who was the firstborn. I think it was Esau, all right? Esau was the firstborn, but Jacob had a hold of his heel and didn't want him to come out first. And then, so later on, Jacob fucked him over and took his birthright. But, like, Esau was, like, a great warrior. He took on, supposedly he took on Nimrod, you know, who was the king of Babylon. He was supposedly a Nephilim, which is a giant for people that don't know. You know, and I don't know, it's just a super interesting story, man, to me.
Yeah. going back to what you were saying about how the Old Testament sometimes is dismissed by people who believe in Christ. I get that. I think I've seen a little bit of that.
Right.
But, I mean, Jesus did come and kind of change everything. He wiped the slate clean. I think the God in the Old Testament is kind of like a meaner, angrier kind of God.
Yeah. People, you hear that a lot.
Yeah. And then, you know, Jesus came and, you know, died for us and gave us another chance. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Right.
But I mean, they both contain great stories that are good overall. Like you said, like when you're a child, you listen to some of these stories and they seem like cartoons.
Yeah.
Then you're a teenager and you start, or early adult, and you start kind of like seeing, oh shit, this, you start seeing it in a different perspective.
Yeah.
Then you become a parent and you start seeing in a whole different perspective. And then, you know, like life happens, you know, like calamities happen, good things happen, you know, and you read those same stories and they hit differently.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I think they're good.
Yeah, it's all important, man.
It's all soul food.
Yep. But going back to Jacob and Esau, there's another theory out there. All right. So Jacob, are you familiar with the story where Jacob wrestled with God like all night?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. It's probably some kind of metaphor. But that's when God renamed Jacob Israel. Because I think Israel means he who wrestles with God or something like that, which is kind of weird, you know, about some of the things we talk about. All right, so Jacob had 12 sons and they became the children of Israel. And there's a theory that Jacob, aka Israel, became the cornerstone of Judaism and Christianity, and Esau became the father of Islam. Huh. You know, and they were fighting in the womb. You know what I mean? It's just there's so many stories that we don't get because back then they just assumed everybody knew all this verbal shit that was passed down. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of stuff gets skipped and left out. No, like I was reading the Book of Enoch this morning, about half of it actually. And there's just a lot of stuff that gets left out. Like the Book of Enoch is basically an entire book, and it's summed up in our Bible with just Genesis 6, like a couple of paragraphs. You know what I mean?
The abridged version.
Right. That's how they do it.
The Cliff Notes.
Are you able to read my hat?
Barely. Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa. That is cool.
Yeah. I got one for you, too. I ordered a whole bunch of them, yeah.
Thank you.
But I think the next batch I order, because this one is kind of hard. It says Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast. But it's kind of camo. Yeah, and it's camo with red letter. And it's embroidered, man. These are good fucking hats. But the next batch I order, I'm just going to put Conspiracy Soldiers, but I'm going to have a red hat with white letters because that's going to make people stop and be like, wait a minute, what? What's that? You know what I mean?
That is awesome, dude. I'm so sorry I didn't notice.
Yeah. No, it's hard to see. Yeah.
That is cool, man. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yep. All right. I want to kick it off with this clip of Alex Jones. He's hyped up. I think he's talking about the World Economic Forum or some shit, but oh, shit. I almost forgot to share. Okay. All right, here we go. Mr. Alex Jones.
I'm not built to suck your dick. And I will not fucking bow to you. I will fuck God damn you fucking assholes, man. I'm a fucking son of a bitches. Fucking assholes. I'm not built to suck your dick.
Oh, man. That dude is a fucking character.
That is funny.
Have you ever heard him talk about, like, how he, when he starts talking about history, he'll be like, yeah, what's that?
What is it?
When he starts talking about history or something like that, he'll be like, yeah, I've been, I started reading history books when I was like 4 years old. And then by the time I was seven, I was reading at a senior high school level. I'm not trying to brag. You can ask my parents. he goes on these fucking rants, man. He's a fucking character. I love it.
Well, it's funny. Elon, my friend shared this video with me.
About your friend's Elon. Name is Elon?
No, my friend shared a video about Elon's childhood.
Yeah. It's weird because I was going to play that. You're not talking about his nanny, are you?
No.
Okay, go ahead. No, continue. My bad.
So, okay.
I interrupted you again.
Yeah, see what I mean? No, but in the clip, they ask him in an interview, like, did you have a good childhood growing up? And he said no. And then his mom talks about how his dad would abuse her, or his dad would abuse her, and Elon would fight back. He would try to, like, hit his dad and everything. So she was surprised when there came a time, I forget what age, where he decided to move in with his dad. And come to find out, the reason he moved in with his dad was because his dad had the whole collection of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh.
And Elon was such an avid reader that he really wanted to go read that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's autistic.
So I have an uncle in Nicaragua. They had an encyclopedia set. And I remember hearing stories that he would just read them all the time. That's kind of like the internet. You know what I mean? Like,
it is, yeah.
So, I mean, I totally get it. That's the Google Pages right there. And kind of interesting. But did you know that Elon Musk has 13 kids?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking like a rabbit.
Making more geniuses, thankfully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But, yeah, thanks, Mike, for sharing that with me. That was pretty cool.
All right, since we're on the subject of Elon, I'm going to play this. So his babies, it was his nanny when he was a kid. And it's kind of long. It's like 3 minutes. And it kind of starts off slow, but she's trying to say that someone connected to Elon is the Antichrist. She's like, she's super religious. And there's people that, I'm not trying to say that this is true. There's people that have said it about Trump, of course. People say it about Obama. To me, we can talk about this later on, but to me, it's King Charles. Because people don't understand this, but King Charles is behind the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, all that. He's super involved in this green shit. You know, like, I don't know, I'm getting off track. We'll talk about it afterwards. Remind me, we'll talk about that after this clip.
Hi. God bless you. I am Shalom Girl on YouTube. I love Jesus Christ, He saved me. I want to tell you something. I'm an old lady, kind of. I'm 55. I was born in San Francisco in 1965. When I was a girl, I was in San Francisco. I was procured and sent to work for a family. There were three generations. There was a boy, the boy's mother, and the boy's grandfather. They were coming from Africa. They were white as me. I thought they'd be black. They were coming from Africa. And because of something the boy did, I never told what he did. The boy did something very dark when he was very little. And I was just coming to know Jesus. And Jesus saved me. And anyway, the boy did something very dark. And I never told what he did. And then one day I asked someone in the circle, Imelda, Joaquin's mother. I asked Imelda, I said, is he the Antichrist? I was 13 years old. She didn't even blink. She said, no, but he will present the mark. And when you see him do that, the Antichrist will take the stage. So, now here we are, 40 years later. Boom, that boy is the star of the world. He's the king of the world, but Jesus Christ is the king of my heart. Okay. The boy's name then was El Elyon. It's changed over time. But we're 40 years later, and I see that boy everywhere, and the world adores him, but he's the king of Babylon. And I'm going to call you out, choose you this day whom you will serve. Be it God, serve him.
All right, that's enough.
She didn't even tell us what that boy did.
No.
She didn't even tell us what that boy did. Like, what was so dark? I don't get it.
Right. It was the clip was slow. That's why I said it was 3 minutes long, and it was just like she drags it out.
Yeah.
But I mean,
each pattern, that cadence, it's all just so fake sounding.
Yeah. This is 4 years old, though. Just to be clear, so that I,
yeah, this guy's been fucking launching rockets up in space for a while.
I mean, I don't even know when did he buy Twitter. Because was that more than 4 years ago?
It's funny. I didn't even start using Twitter, I think, until he bought it. I never cared for it.
I still don't use it.
I know you're an Instagram guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like those Instagram models.
Ha-ha. I don't know. They like me. What can I say?
Is that where you were looking up in jail? In hotel jail?
No. No.
You don't got to answer that.
I said no.
You ever heard of a show called Key and Peele?
What is it?
Key and Peele?
No. Never heard of it.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Huh, that's weird. There's, they have a sketch where a husband and wife are, I don't know. I'll play.
Hold on. Can I just interrupt? Yeah. If this isn't about Elon Musk, because we're talking about Elon, right?
Okay.
I got one more clip.
Okay.
And then, so keep your shit ready, and let me just play this last. I don't want to keep changing subjects. You know what I mean? And I was just looking at what I got, and this happens to be about Elon. So here, this is your orthodox dude.
I want to send a message to Elon Musk.
I hate the music.
Elon Musk, and I want someone to send this video to him. My dear friend. And I'll call you a friend. My name is Mari. I am the servant of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the true and only God, the creator of heaven and earth, everything that is visible and invisible. If you think you can send a rocket to Jupiter, Mars, and whichever planet out there, all these planets were created by one word that was uttered from the mouth of this Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is God, created you, created me, created everyone, everything on in heaven and on earth. And sooner or later, you and I and you, my dear friend, we will face Jesus Christ, the judge of everyone. And I can assure you, there no secret society will come to your rescue, no wealth, no treasure, no fame, no power, no prestigious life, nothing will come to your rescue. It is time for you and I and all of us and everyone who thinks they can be God on earth. Your time is now, my dear friend. I am begging you to let go. And even if they come and strip you from your wealth and strip you from your fame and kill you, let it be. Don't ever lose Jesus, my dear friend, like Jeffrey Epstein did and the likes of him. Do you want to know where Jeffrey Epstein is? I'll tell you where he is. He is begging for mercy.
I like that dude. I think his name is Marmar Emmanuel or something like that.
Yeah, Marmar Emmanuel or something like that.
I've been seeing more and more of his clips because, I don't know, I guess because I watch him a lot, and then you know how the algorithm is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I just wanted to put that out there. Since we were talking about Elon. But you had a clip you were getting ready to play. Sorry for interrupting.
Hold on. I don't know. I just think it's fucking funny as hell. And because you've never seen it, I hope it is funny.
Sharing is
screen. Hey, girl. Okay. Home.
Hey, boo. How you doing?
Good.
How was work?
Sucked.
Aw. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure. What up?
I've just been noticing that every time I leave to go out, the next time I open the computer, the browser history's been cleared.
That's weird.
Yesterday I went food shopping for like 15 minutes. I used the computer before I went to the store. And when I came back, my history was gone, the cache was cleared, and the cookies had been reset.
He's sweating.
Well, I think sometimes the computer runs an automatic software update, so maybe that just kind of clears the history.
Yeah, except when you update the software, a little window pops up and you click OK, and then it gets installed, so...
He's sweating more.
Maybe there's something wrong with the computer, you know? And it's just one of those things, whenever it gets interrupted from the power source, it has to reboot, and it just fully wipes out the history.
Be honest, babe. It's porn, right?
Porn? What? Oh, pornography? No.
It's okay if you look at porn. I assumed you did anyways. I mean, every guy does. I'm perfectly okay with that, as long as it's not that weird stuff. Oh. All right. Well, I mean, kinky's okay. I like kinky. As long as it's not that sick, twisted S&M stuff.
He's sweating his ass off.
Wow.
Ridiculously.
Okay, I'm not going to judge your journey. It is your fantasy. Just as long as you're looking at women who... Not women? Wow! Okay, wow!
Baby, give me a little credit. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is that when we're doing it, I'm thinking about you, and you're thinking about me, right? Right, baby?
I have seen that before. I just didn't know where it was from. I'm not familiar with the show, but I seen that exact clip before. Yeah.
It's so funny. But I mean, I was seeing something about like, what is a perfect marriage? A perfect marriage is two flawed people who don't give up on one another. And I'm not saying like just that, but I mean like that. It's funny because I watched a clip right after fucking reading a book about how to make a marriage better, etc. And it just made me laugh because I mean, I don't know. I think we all on both sides have the things we don't tell one another or whatever, you know?
Right.
What would make you sweat?
Nothing. I mean, I just come out and tell my wife shit. Like, she's, you know, my wife's super against drugs, you know, and I've done all kinds of drugs, and
you're on mushroomable,
shrooms, crack, weed, but to my wife, she doesn't drink, she doesn't do any drugs, so like, if I smoke a joint, which you're doing right now, just fired it up, but there it is, let it out, smoking the shit, but if I smoke a joint, I might as well be shooting up heroin. You know what I mean? It's the same thing to her. I've told this. I'm not going to go back over the same story, but
yeah, no, I got it.
She can tell something's off, and I'll be like, all right, my buddy, you know, we were out there drinking in the driveway. My buddy's kids were passing a joint, and they tried to pass it to him. He's like, I'm not smoking this Fox smokes. I'm like, give it here. And then I go back into the house, and she's like looking at me funny, like, what's wrong? And I said, and I told her the story. I said, look. And she's like, promise you'll never do that again. I'm like, I promise. I think that was the last time I did it. And then, all right. I might as well tell the story. Fuck it. Do you remember what I'm talking about when I went on a beer run and I thought the cops were following me? Yeah. Undercover cops. I'm not going to tell the whole story because I've told it. Huh?
You were really paranoid.
Yeah, I thought an undercover cop was following me, so I would turn to see if he followed me. And then I lost him. And then another car started following me, and I'm like, oh, they called for they radioed for backup. And so every car that got behind me, I thought they were cops. And so, like, I went on a beer run, and when I got back, should have took, like, 5 minutes. It took me, like, 45 minutes. Because I And everybody's like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, what'd you put in that shit? And they just started giggling because they were high. I'm like, what the fuck you giggling about? What'd you put in it? You know?
Yeah, I've done that. I've even hopped on the highway just to avoid a cop. even if the cop is in front of me, I'll get paranoid. I'm like, he'll slow down and put the lights on and, you know, like, put that little turn, you know, like the flasher.
Yeah.
So turn right, you know, to pull over, and I'll get pulled over even though he's in front of me. So, like, I'll be really paranoid, and I'll, like, all of a sudden just make that right turn to hop on the highway. And then, yeah, it takes me, like, 45 minutes to an hour to get home. Stupid shit. That is funny. Dude, I remember somebody describing that something that really, to me, fits well with kind of like a lot of things that I've done in my life. Like, there was a time in my life that I used to wake up early, and before I left the house, I would walk around my car to check all my lights to make sure that they were all working. You know what I mean?
Ah, that's a good idea. But I mean,
you had a thought of that?
It's also, yeah. I get it. And now that I'm on, you know, I'm on kind of like on probation. But I'm not really on probation. I mean, nowadays, probation is different than it used to be, or at least the one that they put me on, because it's like, it's called no contact probation. So if you're a new listener and you don't know, I got a DUI last summer, and fuck, man, it's taking forever, and I still, in 2 weeks, I'm about to finish the very last step, which I got to deal with the VA and talk to fucking counselors and shit for evaluation, substance abuse evaluation and all that, but that's my last step. But I'm still on, like, what they call no contact probation. So, like, if I get pulled over for anything that involves drinking, then I'm going to get hit with a harsher penalty, basically. It's like a probation violation, which is not going to happen because I have fucking cut that out of my life. My wife, you know, me and my wife go out to lunch every, we did it on Saturday this week, but usually we go like on Sunday. And I'll always have a couple of tall drafts at lunch. And so she drives everywhere now. Because I'm like, no, I ain't fucking, I'm not doing it. Because, you know, she always thinks out the man should drive, but I'm not going through this shit again. I refuse to deal with these fucking courts and people telling me what to do. Fuck that shit. The next time this happens, it's going to, I mean, I'm just not dealing with it. I don't mean to go on a rant. I fucking can't. You know, I can't do it, man.
I get it.
You know,
it's a small step in the right direction.
Right. Well, she doesn't like it, but
yeah,
my license getting suspended helps. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't drive anywhere, but it's gonna stay that way. If it's got anything to do with one fucking beer, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? So. That's that.
Dude, so back in 2005, I got in trouble in Monroe, Michigan, and I was on probation.
Yeah.
And on the last day that I had to go and meet my, you know, like my probation officer, was the only time that they drug tested me.
Oh.
It was such a weird experience. It was the first time that I had ever been drug tested, and like the guy had to see like my dick peeing, you know, like that glass, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they have that mirror, and it was very weird. And of course I pissed dirty, and they threatened to like extend my probation, but they didn't. They let me off.
Yeah. Funny, because I was on probation one time back home, and the probation officer didn't actually watch you piss, but they would send you to a clinic that did. Like, there was a mirror in front of the toilet. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those
days. Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, so the chick working at the clinic was one of my ex-girlfriends. So, of course, it wasn't weird or anything like that, but I was like,
hey. An extra bonus.
Right. I'm like, hey, can you piss in this for me? She's like, no, I'll get in trouble. No, I wasn't dirty anyway. People used to come to me for clean piss because all I do is drink for the most part. I mean, unless I, you know, we've talked about it. I'm pretty wild. If I get enough beer in me, I'll fucking do anything. Nothing gay. Don't get excited, Julio.
How did I know you were going to take it? Before you even said it, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I saw the look in your eye.
The twinkle. Get Fox nice and drunk.
Alright, I gotta. Now the last clip I played of this Marmar Emmanuel, I hate that dramatic music in the background. I wish motherfuckers would stop doing that. I don't know if this one has it or not. Probably does. But I'm going to play it anyway. All right, here we go.
Apple.
Talking about Android. Cell phones.
Galaxy. Samsung. The day they came out, humanity was destroyed. Believe me, humanity was destroyed. We changed. We without realizing it. We changed without realizing it. You see, now I meet someone, it is not like before. Hi, how are you? Good, thanks. Bye. Good. Before, hello. Especially Middle Eastern, you know. Hello, Habibi. You hug them, you break every bone in them. You give them a kiss, you take half of their cheek out.
What the fuck?
Gone. Gone, my beloveds. Gone. We became so cold because of this. We became so fast, so quick. We're on the go, running all the time. We became too busy. Why? Because everyone can reach me with a press of a button, anywhere, anytime. And not only that, we started gossiping about one another. We started cheating on one another. We started spying on one another. Hello, hello. Innocence gone with the wind. Human innocence gone. I beg you. Make time where there is no phone in your hand. Family, even if it's once a week, boys and girls, mom and dad, those who are watching and listening, I beg you, make even if it's one day a week, 1 hour a week, you drop everything and the family sits at the same table at the same time. At the same time. You need to sit on one table at the same time and break bread together, thanking the Lord for what He has done and what He has given you. No technology. Go back to the olden days. Go back to those olden days. No technology, please. And also, by coming to Bible preaching, listening to this good-looking bishop, let's say a good time. Put it on silent. Close it, shut it, break it, throw it, whatever. Just get rid of it. Make time for the Lord and make time for one another in the physical sense. In the physical sense. Now they want to come up with virtual reality. Don't fall for this trap. You're going to put goggles, whatever, and you're going to see 3D. You can see anyone, anywhere. Oh, my cousin is in America. Okay, come on, open your iPad. I open my iPad. Now we're having lunch together. That's sick. That is really sick. It's really sickening.
It is.
They are proud of this achievement. It looks women's hair attractive. Looks gorgeous, man's face, but it's got the teeth of a lion, destructive. Be careful. And I don't want to go into other things. I'll say this, TV was invented in America in 1947. Black and white, had only two channels. in 1947, that was not very long ago, if you think about it. It was not very long ago, 1947. TV was invented in America, black and white, only two channels. And the presenter sometimes, when it was especially a female, the presenter would come. Those two channels were driven by Christian values, principles, and ethics. So that woman presenter, was her body was covered from neck to toes. Today, women presenters, with all love and respect, they are not covered from heads, from neck to toes. They are not. And it is no longer two channels, and it's no longer Christian channels. They are hundreds and thousands of channels, and you can watch all the colorful things of the world in those channels, and you'll glue to them till early in the morning. I'm sure you're not watching a Saints movie. It's evil. Hollywood is evil.
Amen.
All the singing in the world. My goodness. This is the mark of the beast. This is part of the mark of the beast. Music, the music industry, Hollywood, Illuminati's. The heart of evilness. Look what they've done to those celebrities. They destroyed their lives. Michael Jackson began as a choir boy, singing in the church for the Lord. Look what he ended up. Whitney Houston singing in the choir. Look where she ended up. Robin Williams went and killed himself, and God knows what they've done to him. God knows. Mariah Carey began in the church choir. You go out there and you think you can manage, you think you can control yourself. You cannot. Satan will devour you before you blink your eyes. You walk away from Christ. All of us are dead if we walk away from Christ. We cannot manage. We cannot make it without Jesus. Believe you me. Don't figure it out. Don't find out for yourself, because it could be too late. Jesus is the only way. It's the only way. It's the only way. Apple.
Thank you, Marmar. That was longer than I expected. I don't think I listened to the whole thing when I first saved it. But that was a good... at least it didn't have that gay music in the background. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I save these clips, a lot of times I'm at work and I don't have time to actually listen. Or I can't hear anyway, you know.
Yeah, we've talked about the irony that the... kind of alluding to what he's talking about, because I agree with him. I do think that cell phones changed a lot.
Oh, yeah, and, for sure.
Apple, and it's got a little bite taken out of it.
Just like the garden, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, I think everything that he mentioned that you can do thanks to a phone was happening before. People were cheating, people were having affairs, people were doing drug deals. All the same sins were happening. They just took a lot more effort.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, a click of a button.
It's so easy. Yeah. You know, like now, like, you used to have to, like, meet somebody and, like, maybe get to know, not maybe get to know them, but maybe have to, like, ask or show some kind of action, like, hey, wanna fuck?
Right.
You know, now it's like there's dating websites that that's specifically the thing.
Yeah. And
I think it has corrupted a lot of our generations, man.
Right. And he was talking about TV started in what, 1947, he said, yep. Black and white. Yep. That's funny because are you familiar with the Babylon Rising?
No.
L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons, and it had to do with Aleister Crowley.
I think we talked about it one time a long time ago.
Yeah, that was in 1946. They were trying to summon. A lot of people think that Aleister Crowley summoned the Loch Ness Monster because he lived on that whatever lake it is, Nessie or whatever. And all right, so that was 1946. 1947, we got television. That was all. 1947 was also the year of the Roswell UFOs and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All the alien bullshit that started. And 1948 was when the state of Israel became a state. All right? I'm not saying there's any connection there, but it's like he was saying, man, just go back to the olden days, right? So I wish I could go back to 1845, shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would be happy going back to, like, I mean, I know 47, right? But, like, I think I would be happy in the 50s, 60s, 70s. Like, if I could have started my life back then, I would have lived through the golden years of our country.
Right.
You know, like, gas stations with, like, 60 cents per gallon kind of gas.
Dude, I lived through the 70s. I was born in 72.
Driving amazing cars, you know, that are beautiful.
I can remember when I was a kid, my mom or my grandfather, you pull into the gas station, a dude comes out, fills your gas, starts filling your gas tank and checks your oil while the gas is going in. You know, it was fucking awesome. Now everything is like self-serve, fucking corporatocracy bullshit.
Indeed.
And I will burn it down. I'm going to burn this motherfucker down. You know what? I'm going to share Alex one more time.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? I love this dude.
You're in love with him.
He's not hilarious. Built to suck your dick. And I will not fucking bow to you. I will fuck. God damn you fucking assholes, man. I'm a fucking son of a bitches. Fucking assholes. I'm not built to suck your dick.
Oh, man.
I have one similar to that, but about Trump. It's a compilation.
All right.
Kind of doing something similar.
You mean Trump?
Trump, yeah.
All right, let's see. That sounds good.
All right.
Bullshit. You understand? Bullshit. Bullshit.
That's a lot of bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
The dumbest son of a bitch is in the world, all right?
This son of a bitch. Sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
We'll get that son of a bitch out.
Get that son of a bitch off the field.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, by the way, folks, if I ever use the F-bomb, I think I'd get the electric chair. Do you agree?
Listen, you motherfuckers.
Can you imagine if I used the F-bomb? It would be the electric chair, right?
You're not going to raise that fucking price.
And you can tell them, themselves.
That's when I realized he was a fucking idiot.
Over the next 300 fucking years, I'm going to bomb the shit out of him.
I would bomb the shit out of him.
Somebody ought to sue his ass off. All right. Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass. Kiss Barack Obama's ass. You shit. Everything woke turns to shit.
That was good. Yeah. I remember the one part that I remember is when he said, "Kiss Barack Obama's ass." He was talking about Joe Biden. I remember that speech. That's the only one that sticks out to me.
That is funny.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Hey, did you know the treadmills were used for torture?
No, I never heard that one.
Yeah, so like back in the day, they weren't meant for fitness; they were meant for punishment. Prisoners walk for hours turning a giant wheel to ground, you know, corn or pump water.
Oh, yeah, like Conan the Barbarian.
And now, listen to this. We spend how much time, you know, like some people purposely walk on a treadmill. Which is a good thing. But it goes back to this whole thing that we're kind of like prisoners or slaves. You know what I mean?
Right.
Am I still sharing?
No.
No, okay. Just looked weird.
Oh, okay. No. No, you're not. Nah, man. I forget what I was going to say. We can wrap it up.
Okay. Hey, did you know that the Department of Defense provides school lunches in America?
Are we talking about USAID? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I am.
Because they're cutting all that shit.
Yeah, they...
We're slashing prices.
They say, like, the person running the school says, they'll give us hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we can only spend it in their channels. They're specific companies that you're allowed to buy through. We purchase through DOD. They have their own ordering guide, and we purchase through them. But they work out the contracts through the General Mills, et cetera.
How long you think that's going to last?
I don't know, man.
We'll see what Elon thinks.
Yeah, but that's kind of wild. That's something I've never even imagined.
Right.
Would be a thing, like, damn.
Right.
So they might be putting, like, all sorts of shit in school lunches, you know? Like, forcibly, because, you know, like, the DOD, that's the government. And if the government wants you to take a vaccine or something, they'll put it in some chicken nuggets.
Right. Well, it's also the military. Let's be real. They used to put fucking shit in my food when I was in basic training. You know, everyone wakes up with a fucking boner. Let's be real. Okay? That doesn't happen in basic training because they put...
saltpeter.
Yes. And that is so weird because, okay, through basic training, at every hour, somebody's on guard duty, all right? And then now if a drill sergeant walks in while you're on guard duty, you holler, attention, and everybody jumps up out of bed. Nobody's got a boner. I'm 52 years old. Every morning when I wake up, I got a boner. But never happened for those 14 weeks, right? All right. Let's end on something. I don't know what this movie is, but it's Cat Williams talking about his white baby.
Say hi, Daddy. Say hi, Daddy.
Whose goddamn white baby is that?
This is your baby, okay? He's just light-skinned, too.
Mm-hmm.
That one might be mine. That one right there. I'm not totally sure. Just because you name him Darren don't mean he belonged to Darren. But I don't care what this baby's name is. This baby is rice-skinned, but not light-skinned. That is a white child. That is Caucasian from the mountains of Caucasus. That is a Slavic baby, a Viking from Iceland. That's a good... That baby got 730 as a credit rating right now as an infant.
You the only one I've been with, Darren?
Just let me explain to you the math. I've been in here 16 consecutive years. You know how long consecutive is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I mean one right after the motherfucking other. Because I ain't never missed a day. So clearly you've been having some conjugal visits with some other motherfuckers other than me. That's not my baby. That's almost a grown white man you brought in here.
Say hi, Daddy. Say hi, Daddy.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I don't even know what movie that
is. I have no idea.
I mean, we're the kind of people that don't really watch those kind of movies.
Oh, you were going to say colored films?
Well, it is. It's not black and white. It's in color.
So you're right. Right,
right. Now, my grandpa used to...
It's in Technicolor.
My grandpa used to call black people colored. Like, I would have friends over. He goes, oh, yeah. I used to work with a couple of color guys. They're from the east side. I'm like, Grandpa, come on now.
This guy at work, my friend, he asked me, when was the last time I picked strawberries? And I was like, oh, just this morning. And then later on, I was like, hey, I was watching a video on picking cotton, and it looked pretty easy. Picking strawberries and tomatoes looks harder. Cotton's up here. Cotton's up here. You don't got to bend your back for cotton.
Right. All right, so...
We didn't get any emails or anything?
Yeah, but I'm getting sleepy, man. It's like quarter after five.
Yeah, you were ready before me, so I get it.
Right. I got up at fucking 2:45.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening. All right, first of all, and if anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracy soldiers on Instagram, YouTube. If you want to call and leave a voicemail or a text, 313-583-7646. Or 31 flu frog 6, as in the Wuhan flu. That's FLU.
He asked me, when was the last time I picked strawberries? And I was like, oh, just this morning. And then later on, I was like, hey, I was watching a video on picking cotton, and it looked pretty easy. Picking strawberries and tomatoes looks harder. Cotton's up here. Cotton's up here. You don't got to bend your back for cotton.
Right. All right, so
we didn't get any emails or anything.
Yeah, but I'm getting sleepy, man. It's like quarter after five.
Yeah, you were ready before me, so I get it.
Right, I got up at fucking 2:45.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening. All right, first of all, and if anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracy soldiers on Instagram, YouTube. If you want to call and leave a voicemail or a text, 313-583-7646. Or 31 flu frog 6, as in the Wuhan flu. That's FLU, as in the Wuhan flu.
China.
From China. What was that he was saying when he was cussing?
He was saying every word.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I look forward to swimming in the Gulf of America soon.
Right.
You should just be like Oprah, like, fuck.
Now that I'm elected, you get a golf, you get a golf, you get a golf, we all get a golf.
Right. Like the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America, Gulf of Cuba, Gulf of Puerto Rico, fuck it. Everybody gets a golf. Who cares? It's fucking water.
Hey, what's the Gulf of Cuba? Gitmo. Did we talk about Caicos Islands last week? I think we did. That's in the Bahamas. Remember, that's the one that Bill Gates lives on. Remember, we got a bunch of listens from there, and I assumed it was something nefarious. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe yeah, you're drunk and you don't remember.
No, I mean, it's been a bit.
It's saying something.